Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
The affirmations will help you realize where some of your blockages lie. Yes, these are things that aren't necessarily true in your life, so there will be some type of resistance. But pay attention to if you feel like this is impossible or this is not really a good thing. Like, pay attention to any type of serious resistance like that you have with certain affirmations. Like, here's another popular one. So, you know, the whole men are trash thing, right? If you have been, you know, constantly hurt, used, abused, etc. by men, and you are on the executive board of the Men Are Trash Committee, right? And I've told y'all this a million times. I've talked to y'all about this several times. If you are on the executive committee of the Men Are Trash board and you are tired of getting hurt, so you say you want to manifest a loving, wholesome relationship, but you still subconsciously believe that men are trash, the affirmations will call it out. The affirmations will help you see that, because when you try to say affirmations like, I believe that men are good, men create a safe space for me to feel like I can trust them or whatever, whatever. If you have to say affirmations like that, if you feel like you're having some type of vile reaction, you know, if you feel like you're about to throw up because of your past experiences with men, that will tell you that there is a limiting belief there. It's not just, let me keep saying the affirmation until it manifests. No, the intensity of that reaction will tell you that there is a limiting belief that you have to work on there. Okay. And I'll get to addressing them in a second. But right now we're talking about how to identify limiting beliefs. Okay. So the first way is with your affirmations. The affirmations will help you identify them. The second way you can identify your limiting beliefs is through some reflection, and there are two areas. I'm sure there's more, by the way. I'm just talking about actual practical experiences that I've had that you may not have heard, so keep that in mind. So another way, through reflection, that you can identify some of your limiting beliefs is, number one, when you put yourself in the environment of the things you want to manifest. So And that limiting belief is usually like a self-concept, self-esteem, self-confidence issue. Let me give you an example. Let's say you want to be the type of person who has a network of millionaires, for example, because you are a millionaire, right? You are a millionaire, right? Poverty is not your portion. Let's say that is the life you are trying to align yourself with. Well, millionaires have other millionaire friends, right? So if you were to put yourself in a room full of other millionaires, like let's say you went to a conference or some type of networking event or a social mixer, whatever, and you find yourself around people who are already in the lifestyle that you want to have, if you have like some type of major fear and discomfort, there could be a limiting belief there. Now, I do want to address that putting yourself in a new environment like that, where, you know, you may not be at the same playing field, you know, it's still an aspirational thing for you. Of course, that might, you know, trigger some, what's the term? Imposter syndrome, or you know, like, of course you might feel, you know, like, do I belong here? That's normal. Everybody feels that, right? But what I'm saying is, if you have certain reactions where you have an event like that coming up where you are going to be in a room of people who live the life that you want or a similar lifestyle, and you don't want to go. You literally finding excuses. You praying it rains. You know, you doing all of these things to try to avoid it. There could be a limiting belief there, and it likely has to do with your self-concept and your self-confidence. It's usually an issue of you feeling like you have to achieve XYZ before you can go into that room. You feel like you don't belong there yet because you haven't achieved the same amount of success that they have, right? So that is usually like a self-confidence type of limiting belief that would signal that you need to work on your actual self-confidence, your self-concept. So maybe say affirmations around your worthiness. You know, say affirmations and practice self-care, self-maintenance. Do what you need to do to feel like I belong there. You know, you may not have the same level of accomplishments, but one thing I've realized is your self-concept, your self-confidence, that will take you very far, even if you don't necessarily have the achievement to be at the same playing field, right? You have to be at least confident enough to go into that room and talk to people and network and act like you have something of value to contribute. You see what I'm saying? So that's another thing. When you put yourself, or when you're trying to do things that best version of yourself that you are working to reinvent yourself as does. If there's any like self-sabotaging going on, that type of stuff, there could be a limiting belief that you need to address there. And then the last thing in terms of how reflecting can help you identify limiting beliefs, I just mentioned it actually, self-sabotaging behavior. I have been honest with y'all and I told y'all that with the podcast, for example, I had a fear of being seen, right? I'm not really like a big social media person. I really don't post. And I'm comfortable with that, right? Like it just doesn't occur to me to post. I'm talking about in terms of my private pages, not my business pages and my podcast page. It just, like, I just really don't care, to be honest. But then I didn't realize I had, like, a fear of being seen until, you know, I started podcasting. Because now it's like, with a platform, it creates so much more exposure. And with more exposure comes more opinions and more disagreements, etc. And the self-sabotaging behavior that came with that was, sometimes when my content would go viral, it's like I almost don't even want to post. Like I don't even want to post. You would think that I would be happy. I am happy, by the way. I am happy when my stuff gets, you know, a lot of traction. But a certain type, never mind. I am happy when my content gets traction. But in the beginning, I used to like literally, it's like I did not want it. So then how can I try to say, you know, I want to have a successful podcast. I want to have X amount of downloads, but I'm afraid to put myself out there. You see what I'm saying? That's how a limiting belief can hold you back. That's why you need to address it. I think it's a waste of time for me to talk about reinventing yourself, tell you how to plan it, tell you what to do, and completely leave out the fact that you need to address your limiting beliefs, okay? Because it will hold you back. Even if you aren't aware of it, you cannot be aware of these things and it's still holding you back. That's why you need to put some effort into identifying these things and addressing them. Otherwise, the plan is for nothing. Otherwise, knowing what you want is for nothing. You need to address what's actually holding you back. And one more thing too that I want to mention with identifying limiting beliefs. Also, when you create your vision boards in the Reinvent Yourself journal, or if you choose to write it down on scrap, whatever you choose to do. Whenever you're making your vision board, if you've ever made one, I would highly recommend you make one. But you always, I know it's not just me, but don't you always feel some type of resistance or just It's like a resistance or like a hesitation towards certain things. Like if you've ever been making your vision board, have you ever had a time where you're making your vision board and you are coming up with the list of things to put on your vision board, right? And then you're about to write something down, and then all of a sudden it's like, maybe I should make this smaller. Maybe I should make this more attainable. You know, it's because your mind can't see past that number, that threshold that you wanted to create, right? Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.